Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of our meditation is the gospel lesson. You may be seated. Today marks the close of a 24-hour period of humiliation and prayer. We aren't used to that. Humiliation and ardent prayer. And if this assembly reflects anything of the rest of the Christian church, it is that humility and prayer need more attention in our pilgrimage through this life into the life to come. There are many in this world, my friends, who are very willing to serve up a rather large slice of humble pie for your consumption. And having consumed so large a slice, there is no way to receive relief except in prayer. It has been my experience as a parish pastor that when people pray with fervor and with deep emotion, they are spiritually prepared to receive the counsel that comes from the man who humbly stands in Christ's stead and with gentleness, firmness, and humility applies both law and gospel to the subject of their prayers. Humility and devout prayer are some of the fruit of which our text speaks this morning when our Lord Jesus says, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." One of the great accomplishments of being a pastor is to live the life of a disciple. Discipleship is essential to the ministry of a pastor. The Christian, and even more so the pastor, is to be one who points not to himself, but to him who died and rose again, and through whom we all have life eternal. That's not always an easy thing to do, however, because you and I work very hard at being good students of the Word of God. Whether we are students in the seminary, whether we are professors or doctors of the church, whether we are parish pastors who are shepherding the sheep into the Savior's waiting arms, we have invested much of our God-given time and talents into being who we are and where we are today. And there is a danger in that we may become taken in with our knowledge. There is a danger that we may become taken in by our station in life. And there is a danger that the give and take that is part of classroom instruction is not tempered by fieldwork and vicarage experiences. There needs to be complete confidence in what we have learned in the Word of Truth. And there needs be unwavering commitment to the high calling of being a steward of the mysteries of God. But my friends, we must always remember that what we do to the Father's glory. And we recall the words of the prophet Micah. "He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." There is a great promise in our text for today. Jesus says, "If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit." A time of humiliation and prayer creates the proper atmosphere for this to happen. A man is never so tall as when he is on his knees in prayer to his God. A man is never so strong as when he is on his knees in prayer. And a man is never so like his Savior Jesus as when he is on his knees in prayer to his Heavenly Father. A man demonstrates to all the abundant fruit of faith when he is on his knees in humble prayer. We invite you this day, as a conclusion to this period of humiliation and prayer, to present yourself and to humble yourself before your Heavenly Father, and to kneel at this very altar in prayer, and receive the very body and blood of your Savior. For this is to your Father's glory, that we bear much fruit, showing ourselves to be Christ's disciples. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.